50 Years of Magic has transformed the entire Walt Disney World Resort into the world's most magical celebration. Have big fun being small in the new Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and feel the unifying magic of Disney music in the new nighttime spectacular, Harmonious. Come celebrate today.
Contact Magical Park Vacations to book your Disney vacation today. Call 585-662-3686 or visit MagicalParkVacations.com.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace. Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It is DW60's Press Row. However you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts, we are glad you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. It's Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Good morning. Hello. Happy Friday. What a day. What a week.
Today is June the 17th, 2022.
Halfway through June.
Halfway through June already.
Halfway through the halfway month.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's wild.
It is kind of wild. I agree with you. At getting closer to that 4th of July holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Coming up pretty soon.
We're heading to the great state of Texas.
I did see that some decorations are starting to go up at the Magic Kingdom for 4th of July.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
The bunting and all that fun stuff.
Bunting.
Bunting. Not a bunt cake. But just, what's it called? Bunting. Bunt. Yeah, the like swag.
Yeah. So from what we've been seeing from people posting on Facebook and Instagram and, you know, a whole lot of other places. Some lower crowds going on right now at the Walt Disney World Resort. Not as usually as busy. Which, we were talking about this the other day. We were going somewhere, and I had mentioned it. And kind of both of us came to a realization after the Memorial Day weekend surge. You know, a lot of schools here in the South, they are out of school. Kids are out of school, at home for summer. But the majority of other schools throughout the country, they're still going on up the Northeast.
Northwest,
you know, central part of the country and everything else. Still going towards the end of June. So, naturally, during these last couple of weeks of June, you are going to start seeing the crowds probably start to go back up once again for the Walt Disney World Resort. So, for those of you who have already gone and had your vacation, you're probably rather pleased at what you saw.
Yeah, and it'll stay that way through the end of August. I feel like Labor Day is when it kind of tapers off again.
Just a little bit.
And we also said we typically don't go to the parks from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Basically,
with the exception of every once in a while, your birthday.
Yeah, every once in a while. I think part of that is not only the crowds and the amount of people, you know, vacationing there. It's the heat.
It's the heat.
It is really the heat. And this past week here has been brutal.
Yes.
And I know Orlando has been dealing a little bit with the same thing. But, you know, we've had temperature-wise here in South Mississippi, it's been like in the mid-90s. But with the heat index and the humidity and everything else, they said today, or maybe it was yesterday, that it felt like 112 degrees outside.
I don't doubt it.
Wow.
Sunday we were running errands and Jeff goes, I think it's the hottest day of the year so far. We came home and we were unpacking what we bought, and the local news had posted, and it was 5:30 in the afternoon or in the evening.
Yeah.
And they said it was a heat index of 108.
That's crazy.
At 5:30 at night.
That's see, even Amber in the Instagram chat right now, because we're live over on Instagram, said, I will not go in the summer again. It's just too hot.
It's so hot.
Just too hot. So for those of you brave enough to do it, and for some, it's the only time that they can vacation to Walt Disney World is during the summer. And a lot of parents are not okay with pulling their kids out of school to take a Disney trip. So the summer months are the only choice that they really have. So good luck to you.
Yeah, get your Disney fix wherever you need to.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Got some great stories this week for DW60 as far as what's happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. I'm not going to start with the don't do to that segment. We're going to hold on to that for the end of the show. No birthdays, no anniversaries, no nothing today.
Yeah.
No emails or anything. So we've got a little time on our hands, and so we've got a lot to talk about. Let's get started.
I'm going to start off with a discussion because Disney has started implementing something in Disneyland Paris, and I'm interested to know what you think this means for the rest of the parks, because Disneyland Paris seems to be kind of the guinea pig for stuff. Like, they started with what we now have as Genie Plus. They call it Premier Access.
Yeah.
So over in Disneyland Paris, they have theme park reservations just like we do, but they now have a wait list feature. So annual pass holders are now able to join a wait list for dates that are already full of park reservations. If a date becomes available, the pass holders who have joined the wait list will automatically get the reservation. So I'm wondering, one, if you think this would work at Walt Disney World, and two, if you think this is something that they could implement in order to bring back annual passes.
You know, too many times throughout the last, I want to say, let's say 9-10 months or so, I have heard annual pass holders for Walt Disney World mention the fact that they are paying an excess amount of money to be able to go to the Walt Disney World Resort anytime that they'd like.
Right.
And especially for like the Incredipass, because there are no blackout dates.
Yeah.
You've got all of this time that you can go. But with the reservation system, it makes it so difficult. And they can only have so many days
at one time.
At one time reserved to go to the parks.
Well, when you have like 4th of July is coming up and they're doing 4th of July fireworks, you can make that reservation. So there's one of your days that you can't use, you know, as you go.
Right.
Stuff like that.
So for the value of an annual pass, if it was available to buy,
right,
like the Incredipass right now, something like this would make it more, I guess, attractive to spend on.
Right. Yeah. Because you have a greater shot at getting in.
Especially when I now, as an annual pass holder, have to plan so much just to be able to use what I'm paying for and the benefits that I get with that pass. Right. If it's something that works out for Disneyland Paris, I could definitely see it, you know, going into Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it would bring back annual passes. I don't know if that's going to be the case. I'm very cautious to say that would. But in the past, you know, we saw Disneyland Paris start with the whole basically lightning lane type of situation. They tested it there. They saw how it went. And then they said, okay, we're going to put this over at Walt Disney World.
Right.
And that's, you know, basically what you're looking at now. It's not a tier level, but you're paying for a fast pass, basically. Yeah. And so it seems to me like the testing ground has become Disneyland Paris within the last year or so.
So, you know, we don't typically pay a ton of attention to Paris, but maybe we'll start.
Yeah, sure.
Especially if this now rolls out to other parks.
Yeah.
I think that is going to be a good sign that, you know, keep an eye on Disneyland Paris if you want to know what's coming this way.
I still don't think we are going to see annual pass sales come back again until 2023. I really just have that feeling. I don't know why.
I hate it.
I know. And that's why, you know, we've talked about before with so many, and another story that we have today, the value of going to Walt Disney World versus a Disney cruise.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting? What bang for your buck are you getting? The value is better?
Well, on our last trip, you and I kind of had the discussion of, when annual passes come back, you know, we've wanted them. We wanted our passes back. Do we really want them back? Like, what's the value of being an annual pass holder? Aside from financially.
Sure, yeah.
I think the financial aspect of it where you're like, oh my gosh, that's really expensive. But for as often as we go, we would still be saving money.
We would in the long run for the amount of times that we would, you know, make use of those passes.
Right.
Definitely.
And so that is the appeal to us now because so many perks of being an annual pass holder are not available or restricted.
We'll just have to wait and see. I'm not confident that you'll see annual passes come back in 2022.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So, but I think that's an interesting concept that they have. I don't want to have to wait on pins and needles
right.
to see if maybe I am going to get in on that day.
Yeah.
I should be able to go anyway.
Right. And if you have a resort reservation, like if your family's in town and you're all staying, you know, over at Art of Animation, you get to use the hotel guest pool of reservations rather than just the annual pass.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, there's things like that that you can do. But what do you do if you like are down there traveling and thankfully there's resorts and Disney Springs and stuff, but you know, you didn't get the wait list.
Yeah.
You just don't get into the park that day.
Not that resort hopping at Disney Springs is not fun because it can be.
Right. Go to a water park. There's all kinds of stuff.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
Disney also announced this week a live stream event on Disney Plus. It's going to be Harmonious Live, hosted by Idina Menzel.
Why?
So random.
Why? Just.
I put the little link to the teaser video that they posted.
Yeah.
And it's like produced at a level way above and beyond typical Disney Parks live events.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll watch it. I'm interested to see it, but...
I'm interested to see how badly they do, because Disney's had a track record for the past 3 to 4 years where their live streams have been horrible.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Teaser video that they posted is, like, leaps and bounds better than a typical Disney Parks live broadcast is. And so I'm really interested to see how this goes. Idina Menzel's strange... choice?
Yeah. Why is she hosting it?
Very strange. I mean,
it just... If they're so worried... And this is the rumors we've heard sometimes. They're so worried about enchantment. And enchantment is not, you know, going over with the guests very well. And people are not liking it. Why are we doing a live broadcast of Harmonious then?
I feel like a lot of people feel that way about Harmonious too.
Yeah. Well, we felt that way.
We're like, you know, why
we
is it here?
We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
This is very strange.
I mean, maybe if this goes over well, we'll see the same thing with Enchantment.
Possibly.
So.
But you seeing it on YouTube, you're gonna be just as disappointed in person. At least I say.
I know, we're like, it'll be better in person. It'll be better in person.
And we're like, oh, it's just as bad.
It was cool, but like the show, the I can't even think of like the
feeling.
Technology was cool. The show was cool, but it's not Epcot.
No.
And that's the issue.
The show has nothing to do with that. Yeah. And you can argue, well, you know, they do all the songs in the native, you know, languages of those countries and everything else. Okay.
There's more to Epcot than that.
There's more than that. Yeah.
There's more to Epcot than that. And, you know, when people are so worried that they're straying away from the original vision and themes of Epcot, and then they... create a whole nighttime spectacular that doesn't even feature or draw themes from the entire front half of the park.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I like Donna's comment. I wish they'd bring back Happily Ever After.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should I give her a heck yeah?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah for Donna.
Thank you, Miss Donna. Appreciate that. All right.
We talked back when Mother's Day was around. They came out with the Mother's Day foodie guide. And you said, I hope for Father's Day that it's not just like a chocolate tie on a cupcake, right? You're like, I really hope that they come up with some like true Father's Day treats. And so when the Father's Day foodie guide came out this week, I text you, I said, don't look at it.
Do we have specialty turkey legs? That's all I want to know.
Close.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, let's see. All right. All right. It's kind of a letdown to start off with.
Close. I didn't include it on here, but you brought it up. So Regal Eagle has a Father's Day platter.
Okay.
With like a bunch of different barbecues. They're kind of your turkey leg.
Okay. I mean, the turkey leg is right out there by Regal Eagle anyway. Right, so, I mean, it's okay. All right. It's year round.
We were there at Epcot like between a festival sometime, and Jeff's like, nothing sounds good. I kind of just want a turkey leg. We walked all the way over there to the American Adventure.
It's closed.
Sold out. Yeah. We were like, we don't have any. And then it started pouring rain. And we were like, all right, let's get out of here.
Worst ending to the day
it
ever.
Was.
It's just so bad. It was so bad. Oh, jeez.
But then the last time we had a turkey leg was the Christmas party, the after hours.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We sat there at the very end of the night. In front of the castle, looking at all the twinkling lights. She's like, no, not a turkey leg.
Oh, yeah.
It's now, very romantic.
If I could get my turkey leg and take it in front of Spaceship Earth at night, oh, that'd be awesome. Great, right?
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, it would. Okay, I'll be quiet about the turkey legs.
So I picked some of what I thought were the best treats from this Father's Day Foodie Guide, and I think you will be impressed. I'm proud.
Okay.
Of them. Not me. I didn't do anything.
Hit me with your best shot.
So Sunshine Seasons has an apple peanut butter tart with cinnamon crumble and a chocolate mustache.
Okay, so I got to stop you right there. Mm-hmm. So I went and saw Top Gun Maverick the other night.
Oh, okay. Get a mustache.
Yeah. And you know, this whole new trend is guys are shaving their beards and they're leaving their mustaches. Because apparently the ladies like, what's his name from the movie?
Miles Teller.
Yeah. They really like the fact that he's got this mustache and everything. And I was like, I just don't think it would look good on me and everything. And she's like, oh no. Nicole's like, yeah, you need to do the whole mustache.
I was
thing.
Like, try it. I want to see.
Like,
I've never known Jeff without a beard.
That's true. You haven't. Yeah. I've never had just a mustache though.
Never?
Never.
Never ever?
Not once. I don't know if I could do it or not, but I just...
I guess by the time you could like grow facial hair, you were out of the 80s. And...
Yeah, that's true. I'm just sitting here looking at this mustache and that it reminded me of that.
Chocolate mustache.
Yeah. Anyway, it looks good.
Sunshine Seasons also featuring a toasted coconut cake with a mango chutney filling and buttercream grass. Mango, coconut, all kinds of good flavors there. Over at Amorettes in Disney Springs. Do you see this one?
I do see this one.
The I Am Your Father Petite Cake. It's a red velvet cake with cream cheese filling, dark chocolate mousse, and white and dark crisp pearls. It features like a red and black kind of like fondant covering, and then it has a Darth Vader on the side.
Yeah.
And a red lightsaber on top.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Okay. Not bad.
Over at Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar, there's the Bacon of Doom. Not the Temple of Doom. It's the Bacon of Doom. It's chocolate-covered bacon paired with screwball peanut butter whiskey or white creme de cacao.
This is the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bacon of Doom.
The Bacon of Doom.
Chocolate-covered bacon.
I would definitely have that, 100%.
They are going to be featuring at different resorts these Fatherly Moments fudge brownies. So the brownies with caramel and pretzel and buttercream, and they're in the shape of a frame surrounding iconic fatherly moments from The Incredibles and Princess and the Frog, which I thought was nice. They took like scenes with fathers from the movies and put them on these pretzel, caramel, chocolate brownies.
Why do things with pretzels like this taste so darn good?
Salty and sweet.
You know, it's
delicious.
Anytime I see anything that's got pretzels crumbled into it and molded into it like a type of, you know, dessert.
Delicious.
I gotta have it. Yum.
Right?
Yum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Over at Art of Animation in the Landscape of Flavors food court, they have a s'mores gourmet stuffed cookie, a chocolate chunk cookie loaded with toasted marshmallow cream topped with a crunchy cinnamon graham streusel and drizzled with dark and white chocolate.
What's a streusel?
Like coffee cake, like the crumbly part.
Okay, all right.
Or like apple cobbler.
I'm trying to imagine what a streusel is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That one's good. And then, here you go. Over at Cape May Cafe.
Hello.
They're going to tempt you in with Dad's Beachside Bloody Mary.
All right.
A loaded Bloody Mary with absolute pepper, which I looked it up, is a black pepper and red bell pepper and jalapeno vodka.
Yeah.
Shrimp, candied bacon, celery, green olives, and a lime with Cajun seasoning.
Ha!
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
That's what I'm talking about right
there. That's Father's Day.
That's Father's Day. Yeah. 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 Thank you, Disney.
But it's at Cape May Cafe. So
it's,
like,
it's not a cupcake.
Not a cupcake.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that sounds so good.
Over at Spyglass Grill at Centertown Market at Caribbean Beach Resort, there's a Father's Day s'more, which is similar to that s'mores cookie. It's a graham cracker cake topped with milk chocolate mousse infused with bacon. So chocolate mousse and bacon. Bacon chocolate mousse. Chocolate mirror glaze and toasted meringue garnished with candied bacon. So it's a bacon s'more.
Bacon s'more.
Bacon s'more. There's a Father's Day bacon brownie at the Contemporary Resort, which is a fudge brownie, chocolate ganache, caramel, bacon, and chocolate pearls. So again, that like salty, sweet, smoky flavor combination.
It's got bacon in it too. So.
Yes. Over at Toledo at Coronado Springs, there's a Father's Day brulee, which is a bourbon ganache, vanilla creme brulee, fresh berries, and a chocolate mustache.
Is that mustache again?
Look at this one. Do you see this?
Oh, look at this.
At Disney's Old Key West Resort, wow. Goods Food to Go, and at the Artist Palette at Saratoga Springs, which are the two resorts that are along some of Disney's golf courses.
Right.
There's the Hole-in-One, which is a fudgy brownie filled with caramel and pecans, topped with cheesecake, and the cheesecake is glazed in a white chocolate glaze with a white chocolate golf ball garnish.
Heck yeah!
That's what I'm talking about.
Cheesecake on top of a brownie.
Father's Day is blowing Mother's Day out of the water. Golly gee whiz.
I told you, I was like, don't look at this. You're going to love it.
So good.
I want to tell you on the show.
Okay.
Over at Kona.
Like Mary said in the Instagram chat, lots of bacon for the dads.
Lots of bacon. <You know? laughs> Over at Kona Island and Captain Cook's at the Polynesian Village Resort, they have Dad's favorite snack tart, which is a chocolate tart, coconut macadamia topping, and it includes Dad's favorite snacks. It has potato chips, Snickers, popcorn, and M&Ms. It has a rum chocolate caramel sauce and chocolate dip bacon piece on top.
I could do without the coconut, but it's so minimal, I don't think you'd really notice.
Yeah, coconut macadamia. It looks like the crunchy part on top.
Yeah, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
But it has potato chips, Snickers, popcorn, M&Ms, chocolate, rum sauce, caramel, chocolate and bacon, like all of the things.
Bacon.
More bacon.
Yo, moms like bacon too, by the way. Just want to throw that out there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's not just the dads.
Moms like rum and stuff too.
Yeah, exactly. But at Disney, doing great.
And then the last one, oh, the picture didn't load, but over at Riviera at Le Petit Cafe, there's a milk chocolate ganache tart and bourbon pairing. So from that little cafe right off the lobby in the Riviera,
okay,
you get a milk chocolate ganache tart, and then they pair it with a bourbon sampling or like a bourbon tasting.
Okay, okay. That's pretty cool.
I was like, that was nice. I guess, I think for Mother's Day, they did like something similar with a mimosa. But I was very pleased with the Father's Day.
And this was just a sample of some of the things that are offered.
Yeah,
this is
not
all
everything.
Of it.
No.
You know?
No,
what were some of the other things that you remember off the top of your head?
There were some more savory options. So Le Cellier has like a prime rib offering. We talked about that. Regal Eagle has a Father's Day barbecue platter.
Yeah.
There were no cupcakes.
Not a one. Okay.
But there was a lot more savory options. But I thought these were just some of the more unusual that we don't see from Disney often.
Sure, yeah.
The more themed options, and so I wanted to include them because I was like, good for you, Disney.
Absolutely. You know, and the thing is that these are running at different times, like some available June 19th, some running June 17th through the 20th, some available through June the 30th, mm-hmm. towards the end of the month. So not everything is just on Father's Day. There's a good amount of time to check these out, especially if you're a local and you want to try them out, or you're going to be vacationing there, getting ready for 4th of July weekend or anything else, taking a long vacation, just resort hopping or anything else. Great options.
These are the type of things that if we were local, or sorry, when we are local, speaking it into the universe.
Okay.
When we are local, that like, I'd love to take a day and go try all these things. Not all of them, obviously, but like go and just do like a day of Father's Day treats.
We'd have to pace ourselves.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, because trying all this in one day, go to the doctor afterwards.
Yeah, get your blood sugar checked.
Yeah, most definitely, but if you hadn't passed out.
I mean, just from us getting from the Dolphin to Caribbean Beach, I mean, we walked like a ton. So you're going to be walking.
Yeah, you're going to walk a lot of it off. Yeah.
Sweat it out. Be sweating sugar at this point.
And the thing is that I do appreciate the fact of what they are doing, you know, for both Mother's Day and Father's Day. Mm-hmm. It does get a little warm there, like we've talked about before. I would like to see more refreshing cold treats.
Right. There is only really one beverage.
Yeah. Available for people, because not everybody wants to have a brownie. Not everybody wants to have chocolate and different things like that.
Where's a beer flight?
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Or a frozen drink would be really good and themed well for Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I think Disney can probably focus on that just a little bit more. Still have some great offerings like this, but I want some refreshing drinks as well.
I did see a new frozen beverage that came out this week. Not for Father's Day, but it's tied to Lightyear, the new Chris Evans movie, the origin story of Buzz Lightyear.
Right.
And it's at, I think, Antigravity's in Tomorrowland. And it's like a purple, like slushy type of drink.
Or even Mother and Father's Day themed Dole Whips.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Refreshing, sweet.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good. If a Dole Whip doesn't make you feel good, there's something wrong with you. I'm sorry.
If you don't celebrate every occasion with a Dole Whip.
Yeah, seriously. And I heard they've got a new one that's pretty good too.
Yes. Yeah, I tried it on my last. Oh, are you talking about the Buzz Lightyear one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cheesecake flavored.
Cheesecake flavored.
And it has little like chocolate Buzz Lightyear wings. And
what was the one that you had?
The Tropical Serenade. That's what I had on my last trip. It was Pog juice, so passion orange and guava. Then it has coconut Dole Whip. Yeah. And it comes with a pineapple upside down cake pop. So good.
How was the cake pop?
It was good.
It was pretty good?
It was moist.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Sorry. I know a lot of people hate that word.
All right. Let's get to our Don't Do That for this week.
A former Disney employee was arrested stealing thousands of dollars of theme park property.
Was arrested at Disney World for refusing to have his temperature taken.
Arrested back in April for trespassing on Disney World's Discovery Island.
She got off the boat to get a cucumber.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why not? Why not?
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why not? Why not?
Don't do that.
So this week's Don't Do That, It ended in someone being hospitalized, unfortunately.
That's not good.
But you will not believe what they were fighting over. It was not a cupcake. There was no alcoholic beverages involved of that we know of.
Well, this has been a first for a while now that no alcohol has been involved.
It did not even happen at Epcot.
Oh, okay. All right.
It happened in the Magic Kingdom this time. Okay. And there was a scuffle between two families for a fireworks viewing spot that ended with a woman in the hospital with a brain bleed. Like,
are you kidding me?
To a whole other level.
To watch fireworks?
Yes.
Was this like during a dessert party or nope. Was it? Okay, do we know the location? Was it like in the hub area or something like that? Do we know that?
It just says in Magic Kingdom. It says that they were waiting with their family and then another family like pushed in front of them. And then I think someone pushed a child or like a, not a child, like a child of the family. And then the dads got into it and it escalated from there. But it ended up with one of the members of the family in the hospital.
Okay, how many different locations are there around the Magic Kingdom where you can view fireworks and get a great view? More than enough.
I mean,
more than
enough. Inside the Magic Kingdom, out of the Magic Kingdom, behind the castle.
Yeah, like, resorts.
On
I
the
mean,
People
all
Mover.
These. But that one spot was so important that a person ended up in the hospital with a brain injury for crying out loud. That's probably the dumbest thing I've heard in a while.
Isn't that
over
that's
fireworks?
Awful.
That is terrible.
Like a lot of times we're like, oh, these people are crazy. Like, why do they do these things? But this is just like sad.
That is very sad. I mean, move a couple feet the other direction.
Just take a step.
It's just as good. You're not going to miss anything. And trust me, enchantment's not that great anyway in the first place.
It's not worth
getting a brain injury over.
Honestly.
No, it's really not. Oh, wow. I hope she's going to be okay.
Yeah, I think so. They didn't have like an update on her in the police report, but
I would I would think that she's going to be okay. We would have probably heard more if something had gotten real bad.
Yeah.
People don't do that. It's just fireworks. Don't do that, okay?
Don't do that.
More Disney news coming up after the break here on DW60.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
The best kept secret for getting DVC accommodations at a substantial savings is DVC-rental.com. Visit DVC-rental.com and get a deluxe Disney resort booked for your next Disney trip. And now back to the music on Sorcerer Radio.
Enhance your Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival experience with the Festival of Food mobile app. With the Festival of Food app, you'll see everything that's available, including location, pictures, and pricing. Create your to-do list, track your progress, and read ratings and reviews from other foodies. There's a lot to taste at this year's festival. You don't want to miss a thing. Download the free Festival of Food app today to start planning, eating, and sharing. Available for iOS and Android. Find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
All love Sorcerer Radio.
But did you know that you can give back to your favorite station? You can join Sorcerer Radio Patreon for as low as $2 per month.
All of the money raised from our patrons goes directly into creating great stations like Atmospheres, Rope Drop, Seasons, and more.
Our patrons get exclusive benefits such as access to the exclusive Sorcerer Radio Discord discussion room, early access to breaking news, and behind-the-scenes information.
Other support levels include stickers, shout-outs, and you can even program your own hour of Sorcerer Radio music.
Visit srsounds.com/support to find out more about how to become a patron today. And thank you for supporting Sorcerer Radio.
DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music all day long. SRSounds.com. Jeff and Nicole back with you once again as we talk about the latest things happening over at the Walt Disney World Resorts. Want to thank everybody for joining us on the podcast on Sorcerer Radio and our live audience over on Instagram as we do the show right now. Thank you so much for being with us. Make sure to check out the SRN Top 10 on Sorcerer Radio every single Monday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. There's a good chance that your favorite song might make it into the Top 10. How do you vote for the Top 10? It's real easy. All you have to do is download the Sorcerer Radio app, either on Android or Apple devices. And as you listen to Sorcerer Radio or any of the other stations, just use that vote button on the screen. Good chance your song might make it into the Top 10. Again, it's the SRN Top 10, Monday mornings, 8 a.m., Eastern Time on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Going back to our news for this week, we don't talk a lot about Adventures by Disney.
We probably should. They have some crazy cool trips.
They do have some really good trips. I do agree with you. But the entire Disney community was shocked this past week.
Shook, as I mean, the youth say.
Yeah. I would definitely say shook. So this is a brand new vacation that Disney is promoting right now. Adventures by Disney debuted. It is a worldwide adventure, and it spans 24 days and 6 countries. Here are the details. This is what Disney had to say. Embark on a bucket list adventure for 75 ultimate Disney fans. 75 only, okay? Mm-hmm. This dream vacation spans 24 days and covers 6 countries. That includes all 12 uniquely magical Disney theme parks worldwide, as well as 3 iconic landmarks, the Taj Mahal, the Pyramids of Giza, and the Eiffel Tower. Throughout the trip, you'll stay in world-class accommodations, including a rare opportunity to be a guest at Summit Skywalker Ranch. I just got chill bumps on my arms as I said that.
You saw posts about this, but I don't think you really read into it.
I didn't really read into it.
And no. I did like a little live while you were watching Top Gun the other night, just kind of going over it because I was looking at it and I was like, maybe I'll talk about this on the internet.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
Plus, you'll travel in luxury via a VIP configured Boeing 757 operated by Iceland Air with long-range capabilities that allows for direct flights to maximize your time in each destination. You'll also enjoy personal access to experts and staff who provide fun and fact-filled stories, enabling you to be immersed in every location you visit. Now, here's how the booking works. On June the 20th this year, previous Adventures by Disney guests who have traveled on three or more adventures can book. Then on June the 22nd, all previous Adventures by Disney guests. On June 24th, Golden Oak members can book. And on June the 28th, 2022, it will be open to the general public. Now, I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of the itinerary. We're not going to go over all 24 days, but we're going to cover some of the good stuff. So, like, for instance, as you start your trip in California, day 1 through 3 in Anaheim, you're going to get there for dinner at the Lincoln Theater the first night at Disneyland Park. You'll have some fireworks viewing. Then on day 2, you do like the Walt Disney Studios tour, shopping at the studio store, and then World of Color viewing.
Mm-hmm.
Both great things. Day 3, Disneyland pre-open access. What is that exactly?
You get into the park before it opens.
Okay. That's interesting. Sleeping Beauty Castle photo op, Disneyland Park VIP tour. That's great. Disney California Adventures VIP tour, and that's just in the first 3 days.
Right.
Okay, that's really something. Then for day 4 and 5, you go to San Francisco. You're going to go to Anchorage and also Tokyo, Japan, where you're going to have a chance to go over to Disney Sea and experience a lot of stuff. That some of the stuff is optional. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. Disney is giving you the opportunity. Then you'll also head over to Shanghai, check out Shanghai Disneyland on your own, exploration type thing. If you want to do that, you'll head over to Hong Kong. And let's see, Cairo. That's one of the big ones right there. Fly to Cairo, Egypt, Pyramids of Giza, and the Great Sphinx of Giza as well.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if you have anything on your bucket list, that is one of them.
Right.
Okay. And you go to Paris, of course you need to see the Eiffel Tower while you're in Paris. Got to do that.
Yes.
Lots of different things in between there as well. One thing I found interesting about this, you end your trip in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I maybe it's just me. I don't know. I would rather end my trip in California than end my trip in, you know, just the sweaty humidity and just of Orlando.
I'm sure it has to do
my
with
trip,
like,
you know. It just
flight logistics.
Yeah, I get that.
But flight logistics aside,
I mean, you'd be traveling with the jet stream if you flew from Orlando to California. It would make sense.
Yeah.
But I just don't like the fact that you're ending in Orlando. Now, we haven't even talked about how much this costs.
So you may be wondering how much this costs.
Yeah. 75 people only that can go on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I love the way Disney puts this. Prices for this worldwide adventure start at $109,995 per person.
I thought that price was double occupancy.
No, that is per person. So you're talking well over $200,000 for you and another person to go on this.
Oh, okay. Prices are per person based on double occupancy. So if you don't go with someone else, it's more.
Yeah, it'll drive down a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Now, here's the thing. We've been talking about this on numerous different shows over the past year on who Disney is catering to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your really good example of that is Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser and the price tag that they put on that experience. the majority of your average family cannot afford that type of vacation. It is very hard for a single mother with three kids right now of an average family to enjoy just a regular Disney vacation. Disney is shooting for the deluxe experience. That's why they have shifted a lot of their evening extra magic hours for deluxe accommodations, people staying at the deluxe resorts, getting to stay in the park until 1 a.m. They're shooting for people who have more money to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've taken this to an extra level. We're talking Club 33 members.
Yeah, Golden Oak.
Golden Oak residents. Those people who can go, you know what, $200,000 for this trip, that's fine, while they just burn money in the burn pit and just kind of throw it out. Those are the people that Disney is going for. Then at the same time, you ask yourself, is this going to sell out? This is going to sell out.
Yes.
75 people only, this will sell out. Disney knows it will. And I'm hoping that it lives up to the, you know, how they're promoting it. I really hope that it does. Not that this is out of the ordinary for Adventures by Disney, because a lot of their vacations are pricey. Mm-hmm. They are. Mm-hmm. There are different levels and different price ranges depending on where you go. But this one takes the cake on every single one of them.
It is. And there's still a lot included. So, you know, laundry service is included. All of your meals, all of your accommodations are included. Your transportation is included. Two things that I found really interesting when I was looking into this the other night. The first one was who is hosting the tour. And it is the director of the Walt Disney Archives, Betsy Klein.
Oh, there's some knowledge.
Right. So you're traveling the world with this person who has arguably the most extensive knowledge of the history of the company and the parks and the places that you're traveling to. So for somebody like us that loves that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a dream trip. The other thing I found was interesting is there's a physician that travels with the group. And if you need to see the physician while you're traveling, it's included.
That's a pretty good deal.
The only thing not included would be any medicine that you need.
Yeah.
But you have a physician traveling with you.
Well, it's 24 days.
Yeah.
You got to.
Right. Yeah. Especially if you're going to be, you know, can you imagine 24 days traveling plus theme parks?
Who?
For a month straight?
Like I said, some of these things, especially like the theme parks, they are optional if you want to go and do something like that. If you want to do something on your own that day and just come back to the hotel later on that night, you have the option to do that.
Yeah, not all of the activities are strenuous. Like at the Skywalker Ranch, you know, one of the activities available is yoga or trivia, you know, stuff like that, wine tasting. But there are, you know, I think in Japan and Tokyo, there were some martial arts classes you could take. You know, there's a wide range of activities that are available for people of all skill sets, of all abilities, of all interests, where this trip has a hefty price tag. But if you can afford it, you will enjoy it because there's so many options.
If I had the money, absolutely, I would take this trip.
110%.
Absolutely.
For $110.
Sold.
Yeah.
Sold. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see all of these places, plus the Eiffel Tower, the Taj Mahal, the Great Pyramids. I mean, just, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. But again, I go back to Disney has changed their outlook on vacations for people. And it's geared towards deluxe, 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 deluxe. And again, that's why the magic still lives in something like Disney Cruise Line and Alani.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you're a DVC member, what's that place out there on the coast?
Vero Beach.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Hilton Head.
Yeah. probably two other great locations where the magic is still alive.
Yeah.
You know, but most definitely Disney Cruise Line and Aulani, that's where the magic of Disney is right now. Because it's all about the deluxe experience with the parks and obviously something like this. Still a fantastic vacation. I'm not putting that down at all. This is a great itinerary put together by Disney, and I would definitely do it. If you want to do this, call Nicole. Contact
call
Nicole.
Me.
Please contact her
me.
And let her know you want to book this. She will wake up at whatever time in the morning she needs to wake up to do it.
Yeah.
She will not sleep.
Nope.
So please contact Nicole if you want to do this, all right?
I did have somebody reach out about booking an Adventures by Disney trip to Antarctica, which I was like, what?
Oh. That's I love the cold.
Awesome.
I love
you
the
do,
cold.
You do love the cold.
I can always put more layers on.
She was looking for somebody to split the double occupancy with, so maybe you can go with her.
And who is this?
A girl I went to high school with.
Oh, okay.
But she was like, do you book Adventures by Disney? And I was like, I do.
Yes.
She's like, I want to go to Antarctica. We can do that.
Let's talk a little more about food because...
never enough.
You're never going to experience something at Walt Disney World like the luxurious cuisine at Victoria and Albert's. Getting ready for its return on July the 28th. Reservations available starting on June the 20th. A lot of people have been waiting for this. It's one of those restaurants that get what's called a Michelin star, I believe.
Mm-mm.
Have nope. they not gotten the Michelin star?
No.
I thought they did.
So Michelin just released their first ever Florida guide, and not a single Disney restaurant got a Michelin star.
Not so they've never done it in the past.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
I thought Victoria and Albert's had gotten a Michelin star before.
I think they are like a four diamond or something.
Oh yeah,
like
probably
that.
Something like that. But for no restaurant whatsoever to get one
at Disney.
Really? Mm-hmm. That says a lot.
And it was
wow.
I'd say within 48 hours of that coming out that Disney was like, Victoria and Albert's is back.
Yeah.
It was within a day or two.
I can't believe that.
They're
not
like, and it's
one
remodeled.
Place.
Yeah, so.
Because there's a lot of good food.
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising. That's very surprising. But that's good news to hear about Victoria and Albert's. I mean, never been there. I don't know if I'll ever go there.
I was just thinking that. We wanted to go for our wedding night, but I don't think that we would go otherwise. And I think we had decided on doing private dining at the Grand Floridian instead of this originally.
Yes.
And I think
yes.
that we still would choose that over this.
I just don't know when we talked about this, I just don't know if I want to have a dining experience where I have to whisper the whole time.
And pay $500 to do it.
And yeah, I don't know if that's for me.
We're not foodies.
We're not bougie.
Well, no, but there are some people that, you know, plan their trips around where they're going to eat, and they research these, you know, extravagant restaurants, and that's their focus.
Sure, yeah.
And so
yeah.
for them, you know, this is phenomenal, but that's not a best use of our funds for us.
I can't say I never will.
Yeah.
It's just not on top of my priority list, I guess. But more than enough people have always said how fantastic of an experience and the food quality of Victoria and Albert's is at the Grand Floridian. It's absolutely fantastic. Kind of like Remy's
yeah.
on Disney Cruise Line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the type of level we're talking about here. I think I would probably enjoy Remy's better than Victoria and Albert's, though.
Right.
More than likely. But upon reopening, you're going to be able to savor your way through the chef's tasting menu. Each dish balances elegant ingredients with unique flavors. And the ever-evolving menu at Victoria and Albert's, guests will be able to indulge in dishes such as Colorado lamb with pickled blueberry and violet mustard and line-caught turbo.
Yeah,
I think it's what it's called, with a fennel fondue.
Fennel.
Wow. Fennel?
Fennel.
Fennel?
Mm-hmm.
Kennel. Fennel.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's way out of my league.
And Pernod Beurre Blanc sauce.
They've also got a Wagyu, A5.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Chocolate lovers. We'll get to try some really good stuff. I mean, it's out of my league.
When we can't pronounce the menu.
Yeah, it's out of my league. Totally.
Probably not for us.
Do you walk away from Victoria and Albert satisfied?
Yeah.
Or do you walk away hungry?
No, I think it's a huge menu.
I mean, how many different levels of the course of the menu are you going through is my question.
I think it's like 8 to 10.
That's a long dinner.
Yeah, I've seen when I've watched like YouTube videos of people going, I see more often than not people like taking their dessert with them because they're just so full. They can't eat it at that point.
One person in the Instagram chat said, I've never been, used to want to go, but now I'm like, meh, I could use that money on souvenirs. Yeah, and that's okay.
And I feel like rather do a fireworks cruise.
Yeah.
Or,
well, yeah, that big yacht we've always talked about getting.
Yeah, renting the Grand One.
The Grand One, yeah. Mm-hmm. We've always talked about doing that. I would rather spend the money on that instead of this. I have no problem with dressing up, you know, looking nice for dinner. I mean, that's fine and everything. But we would get more out of the experience with a fireworks cruise or private dining there at the Grand Floridian, like we had talked about. Just the two of us.
Which I think was along the line, the same pricing.
Yeah. I think it would mean more other than having to very quietly talk to each other during dinner. I just don't think it would work.
Well, there's no rule about being quiet. It's just a quiet establishment.
Yeah, it is. But I don't know. Maybe one day. Yeah. It's just not top of my list. Disney has announced that the buffet is going to be returning over at Hollywood and Vine at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and that is going to be starting on August the 28th. This is what they had to say. I hope your appetite is ready, because Hollywood and Vine at Disney's Hollywood Studios will be welcoming back their buffet on August the 28th, as you get to meet some of your favorite Disney Junior pals for breakfast, and Minnie and her friends for lunch and dinner. You'll be able to feast upon all you care to enjoy delights. For breakfast at the spa, they're going to have, you know, French toast with banana foster sauce, salmon, a bagel casserole.
Salmon and bagel casserole.
What?
Gosh, that sounds good.
A plant-based frittata with tomato jam. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. We like onion jam. We'd like tomato jam.
Probably say. So as the day goes on, Minnie and the gang will come out to play. The buffet will switch over to tons of yummy plates, including a risotto. They've got a slow roasted crispy pork belly with guava glaze.
Yum.
Say that 10 times fast. And shrimp and bacon mac and cheese. Hello.
Yum.
What?
Put that on the Father's Day menu.
Weekend trip. Here we go. Here we go.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
I know, right?
You know I'll book it.
I know you will. I know you will. And to perfectly finish off your meal, there are plenty of desserts to choose from, such as the Mississippi Mud Pie or the peanut butter and jelly tarts. PB&J tarts, pretty much. That sounds, it sounds all good.
I've never eaten there.
Yeah. I have not. No.
Wow. We got to.
And the pictures, of course, the pictures look great. You know, they specially prepare that. But it sounds good too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would love to try the French toast with bananas foster sauce. I think that would be very good.
Agreed.
But the salmon and bagel casserole, I would eat that like crazy.
Yeah. And then the pork belly and guava glaze.
Yeah.
And then the shrimp and bacon mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So many new menus. So we got a new buffet with menus at Hollywood and Vine. And then we just got, remember, the new menus at Sci-Fi.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. Lots of things updating. I'm liking this.
Yeah.
They need to do that with Beer Garden.
Yes.
We mentioned that last week, how we were just not pleased with Beer Garden. Is it time for an update? There are more traditional German dishes out there to choose from, I'm sure. Just don't do anything with the pretzel rolls.
The soup.
And the soup. Leave it. Mm-hmm. Don't touch it. The rest of it, just spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, mix it up.
Mix it up a little.
Someone in our chat, we were talking about Victoria and Alberts, they said, I would rather build a couple lightsabers.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely. That's a good choice.
That is a good one. Lightsabers for the family.
What's the standard price on Victoria and Alberts for two?
$500.
About $500?
Yeah.
What could you spend $500 wise at Walt Disney World instead of Victoria and Alberts? What would you use that for?
You could...
No, I mean you personally.
Oh,
you.
Me?
Not to suggestions, you personally.
If it was just for me, I would probably do some sort of like spa day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good choice.
Yeah. Because, I mean, with $500, you could get a massage and a facial and a pedicure.
You can't like, beat a spa day. That's mm-hmm. pretty good. I think that's more enjoyable than food.
Mm-hmm.
You and probably, I love food.
You probably feel better afterwards.
I love my snacks and I love my turkey legs and everything else, but that's better than food.
Amber said she would spend hers on a Dooney and Burke bag and a dessert party. I like it.
She likes the way you think.
I do. Yeah. But like, I mean, even a fireworks cruise is less than that.
That is true. And you then, still have some stuff left over.
And you can split that between 10 people.
It's a steal, not a deal, folks. I just think there's better way to utilize your money. Now, I mean, there are some people who just, $500, no problem. We want to enjoy a good dinner. Or, hey, we've saved up and we want to enjoy a good dinner. Go for it.
Or like us, it was a very special occasion.
Very, yeah.
And I feel like if we had been able to go there for our wedding night, then we probably would go back for our 5-year or our 10-year because it's somewhere special to us.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Us,
or go have a unique experience somewhere else on property.
Savor the Savannah tour.
Yeah.
Go eat on the Savannah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
There's just a lot of different things. Or like this person in the chat said, I would take the money and use it on souvenirs.
There you go.
$500 worth of souvenirs sometimes can get you a lot.
You can get that Lego castle.
Oh, that's true. Oh, man. We had talked about that one time. Mm-hmm. No, it was the Millennium Falcon we talked about.
Yes.
And because I was like, oh, I would love to have that. You know, it'd be great. They're like, but what do you do with it afterwards?
Where are you going to put it?
How do you transport it? If you move, what do you do?
Jeff's brother-in-law or like his sister's husband has it. And they have a toddler and an infant. And I'm like, that's not at home.
No, no, that's not going to
You don't
work.
Keep that in the house.
I mean, my gosh, jeez. So if the buffet's coming back on August the 28th for Hollywood and Vine, when does booking open? Now?
60 days.
60 days?
So the end of July?
No. End of June.
Yeah.
Yeah. So within the next week and a half, mm-hmm. I'm going to guess. If you already have a vacation booked with her, let her know.
Let me know if you'd like to add it. If you have a trip booked with me during that time, I'll reach out to you.
Yeah, because that, I think that's a really great option and people should take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most definitely. A lot of guys, is that all we had this week?
That was.
Okay.
Twas it.
I think that's a lot of good stuff. This event, Adventures by Disney trip just kind of blows me away.
I feel like the Skywalker Ranch is enough. Like, and that's on day 3.
If my Adventures by Disney trip was only Skywalker Ranch, I'd be happy.
I mean, you get to tour, you go to Skywalker Ranch. First 3 days, you're at Disneyland, California Adventure.
Right.
The Skywalker Ranch.
Right.
Then you go to San Francisco and you go to the Walt Disney Studios. You tour those and then you get to go to the Walt Disney Family Museum. You tour that like all within the first 5 days.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Right. You're right. You're right.
I mean, that is a bucket list trip in itself. And I think that portion is the Southern California Adventures by Disney trip. Because I know you get to tour the Walt Disney Studios on that trip.
Just the pieces of history at Skywalker Ranch that you're going to come across.
With
props.
With the director of the archives.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Again, I'm getting goosebumps.
I need them to make this.
Wow.
Like turn this trip into a show on Disney Plus.
Oh, that would be great. I would love that. That would be a lot of fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
If you need someone to host it, Disney.
Speaking of Disney Plus, I know you haven't been watching it. I have not either. Who out there has been watching Obi-Wan Kenobi?
You're not watching it on purpose.
Final episode comes out next Wednesday. That's when I will start watching so I can binge everything. Miss Marvel started this past week, and mm-hmm. I hear good things.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to check that out when it finally comes out. And Doctor Strange is coming out on the 22nd on Disney Plus. Early access.
You know what we missed this week?
What's that?
They announced that the christening of the Wish is going to be June 29th.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a live broadcast. You can watch the christening of the ship. And then that day, I believe.
The media cruise?
Is the media cruise. So we'll start to see a ton of information.
Yeah, where was my invite on that one?
Well, what kind of rubbed me the wrong way is they like canceled. You remember they canceled the first sailings.
They did. They pushed a lot of people.
And then they turned them into a media cruise. So that was interesting. Interesting choice by Disney. But I'm glad. I'm excited to see the ship. I'm really excited to see it.
I am too. And I hope they have good coverage and not just breaking the bottle on the bow and everything. I want a tour. I want a little sneak peek as to what's going on here. That way we can find out. That's going to be super cool. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to close up the show right here on DW60. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio. srsounds.com.
We want to thank everybody for checking out DW60 this week and finding out what's been happening at the Walt Disney World Resorts. Whether you're listening to the show on Sorcerer Radio or listening to the podcast version of the show, thanks for taking a little time out of your day to join us. If you need to get in contact with us, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. How is it that they can do it?
They can find us on Facebook in this DW60 Press Row Facebook page. We're in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, chatting about music and news and all the fun things coming to the park. We are in the Sorcerer Radio Discord, live every Friday morning when the show airs on Sorcerer Radio. And we are on Instagram at DW60 Press Row. If you'd like to send us an email, you can send it to dw60@srsounds.com. And if you'd like to see behind the scenes, bonus episodes, get a first look at our merch and exclusive discounts, you can join our Patreon, which is at DW60 Press Row Podcast.
Starting next week, a brand new way for you to contact us here on DW60. We'll be revealing that next week. We'll let you Patreon members know, and then we'll let everybody know on the show next Friday as well. If you're listening to the show on the podcast, we appreciate it. And especially for those listening on Spotify and Apple Podcast, we definitely appreciate those 5-star ratings because that helps get the show out there. It helps with the algorithm of, you know, Apple and everything else. And we definitely appreciate it. If you review the show also, I'm going to start reading those reviews here on the show.
Oh,
I'm going to start that.
Cool.
Because we've gotten some really good ones. So next week, I'm going to start reading them.
I love it.
Yeah. I think they've been super nice to us, and I want to recognize them for it. So, same time. For you Sorcerer Radio listeners, if you didn't get to hear all of the show, it's going to replay tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure you check out that. Diz His comes up a little bit later on today at 1 p.m. And, of course, the podcast version will be out this Sunday. Anything else?
I think that's it.
That's it.
We kind of covered a lot today.
We did. We did. Covered a lot of good stuff. So until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music, all day long, srsounds.com, and we hope you have a magical day.